าพเนาะอยู่ร้านหนึ่งครับ
I think the new group has important to do
being disturbed, if you do have any uncomfortable, we usually have our health on as men in the house.
Right.
Or from. Are you following any particular religion?
No. I've always been.
You're not following any particular religion or tradition?
No.
We have a standing decorum rule that all men in the house, they have their head for. If you don't mind, thank you.
I was at the service level agreements. We are negotiating with local service providers to do our maintenance of our practice to get a faster return time on our breakdowns with our practice, because that has been a major stumbling block to us. Dr. Mkhize has mentioned the issue of supply of diesel. It is an ongoing problem that we have, and currently our legal section in the department is terminating a contract with a supplier because they do not adhere to this the delivery within 48 hours. And then we're going to go through a new process of getting a new service provider that will adhere to the contract. Part of the problem that we have with breakdowns is skill level of our tractor drivers, and during this, before this planting season that's just finished, we send all our tractor drivers and contract tractor drivers on a training course with Grain SA. They assisted us and also the tractor manufacturers, and that has significantly improved the ability of our tractor drivers in the province. We also recognize that we do not have sufficient skilled people in the management of our mechanization services, and we are in the process of investigating what structure is required and what specific people are needed to manage the tractors and equipment so that we are more effective on the ground. And we hope our work study component will give us a proposed structure in the nearby future to address that issue. With respect to the issues that were in the newspapers a while ago, a forensic investigation is underway to establish what went wrong, where and how, and who is to be kept responsible for the things that went wrong, not just in that case, but right through the mechanization program. The tractors and implements that we have do not have parking, and we are doing a pilot in 3 different districts to establish service centers where tractors would be stored but also be serviced in the off season. And lastly, the system that we use for application is for the service is the application form that is filled in by community members and then put on a list, and from the priority people are assisted. And maybe just on the various crops that were planted, in our case the majority of the 1,993 hectares was planted to potatoes. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, got a quick ask. Are you done, DJ?
Yes, sir. We are done. In relation to the question that was raised about mechanization in Israel and forestry, when the army, particularly with respect to foreign state,
conversation.
being correlated, or is natural merely going to adopt this attitude? That we have given things over to the provinces, what they do is their business. Then Jefferson will run a slippery slope. That's completely unacceptable. One of the things Jefferson, forensic investigation that Mr. Marwani spoke of. I don't think we're going to have enough time for you to respond, Chair. If we could crack that one and tell us exactly what happened, the factors that led to the forensic investigation, he said that it is currently underway, so he naturally do not have a final outcome. But we would like to have a report, Chair, on what actually happened, so that one can check whether there's a pattern of wrongdoing. Finally, Chairperson, it is up to the National Department to see that those provinces that are not yet elected send us something in black and white to tell us exactly what they are doing in their provinces. Chairperson, I cannot accept that when a National Department allocates millions of rands of either goods and services or cash to other provincial departments, that it cannot hold that provincial department to account to them for that money. If they come along, Chairperson, and tell us again that once we've given the money, we have no control over it, then, Chairperson, we would have to very seriously consider whether we are going to permit certain budgets to be supported by Parliament, especially when those provinces are not willing to account. Thank you very much.
Mr. King.
Thank you.
Namo, also.
Thank you, gentlemen. So from here, the initial report is that the department has no recommendation except the principal tells that. That is not true. He was good to give it. However, the committee is also further indicated that according to their report, they encourage farmers to plant maize and green. Which policy was what he was referring to? The department reported in the draft policy that the LRC facilities are aged, and we are knowledgeable about that, we know that, and have not been in operation for the past 10 years. When did they become now the second half? And for the kitchen house policy. Because we know the situation is consistent information. In the same policy published in January 23rd, the department reported that there are no mechanization equipment testing facilities in the country. Now, Dr. Mkhize is saying the test on equipment are coming to the country. Who does the testing? And for how long is this testing and patients in operation? The monitoring tool of that. What is the monitoring tool talking to this center of assistance? How is it monitored? Is there a monitoring tool talking to a national framework that department must adhere to? In respect of the nation address, greater emphasis is placed on ensuring that
Mr. Pantale, I wanted to, as we conclude, to make a remark which will also help you in the equation. I'm not sure whether you're so much pressed to leave, if you don't mind. Just as we conclude, it won't take long. If you don't mind, that would be greatly appreciated. Thank you very much.
In respect of the nation address, greater emphasis is placed on ensuring that agriculture occupies its rightful place, including employment, yet at the same time addressing both living conditions and remuneration of those who work the land and their families. And I think these factors were allocated to address the just the negative legacy, helping the forest of the poor to achieve food security. But there must be a tool that measures and that monitors it. Because it's not a crime to allocate since 1994 for the sector. For us, it's to add value to what people, to those people who are working there and children.
No, I'm still on the slides, fine. I thought something was wrong with the slides on the slides, but it was quite nice. It's something that the slides was very good, because I think we should have done something in order to correct the things that are problems. Yes.
Okay, can we agree, members, that we really did not do justice now? A lot can still be said about the program on mechanization, right from policy, not only from the national, also from the from provinces. Maybe we should be glad that Western Cape has not as yet taken the equipment out there. That a policy, I think you are given an opportunity. In fact, you have a golden opportunity. As you've been the last one, I don't know how it happened. You know, if this thing happened at times for a reason, I don't know. Whichever way you look at it, it could be good, it could be bad. Let's hope it is for a good reason that you have those your equipment. Like, a point has been raised on second time also about investigation that must more of a research, I would imagine that that's the point you're looking at as to how has this been happening in the past and where are we now and how has that impacted upon, you know, the beneficiaries. If we were also along the same line, Mr. Van Dalen, perhaps I'm sure you must have read the Freedom Charter somewhere and internalized it, and you love it so much. Now the issue you are raising really points to that Freedom Charter clause that talks to sharing of the land among those working to implement and so on, and seeds and so on, shall be given to those that till the land. So that's basically fundamentally the point you are about. You may not have noticed it, but it is. You are actually talking very directly to that. It's a point raised about investigation as such, which I read that to be a research that has been done as to what shall have happened in the past with regard to such allocations of such, whether or not they did or were distributed, you know, tractors and those kinds of things. It's another question, of course, at the point you are raising. We shall request the, I take it that members, we are fine with that proposition from Mr. Van Dalen. And perhaps request our researchers, you know, to give us some, you know, background and also assistance in this regard. I'm aware that you're talking more about, you know, monies and whatnot, whether or not. But I guess it is really more of an issue of a research so that we are properly guided. Mr. Van Dalen? Now you are talking about a process that is still ongoing. In other words, its implementation, it is something, it has not even started in some other area. We want to investigate something that has not even started.
By full-fledged information before you go to investigate. myself and recoup myself with information from other sources. Or I can go to that conclusion. Thank you.
Mr. Gill?
Constitutionally.
says we may not have to respond to another person as of now.
But I'm committed to the department to help with that advice in Bumana with this problem that has been this day.
Thank you, Mr. Ndombela. Last comment I wanted to make, members, relates to a question among others. I'd like to ask Mr. Fandar to remain. What is our role as members of Parliament? I think we need to ask that question and be properly frank as we respond to it. Last week was it on Thursday, Mr. Fandar? We, myself and Mr. Pandalen, attended a media briefing by the Fisheries Department at the foreshore. It was a media briefing that basically, you know, had the fisheries outlining their plans and what it is that they're doing. All about the with Mr. Van Dalen being there, myself came, having come later. There was an opportunity for Mr. Van Dalen to ask questions from the media or from the department. I frankly have to interject. For Mr. Van Dalen to continue asking questions, almost close to gagging him. For a simple reason, among others, being the following. We have the media here because this is an open forum, but they understand their role very well. They do not participate. And I was there also, which came part of my interjection, was that we cannot participate in a media briefing by the department. Granted, those are open sessions, we can all go there and do our oversight by listening and then talk to people outside of session or even dinner with whomever we are seated next to. But participating can have a very thin line to it. To understand that we have a platform here. To understand we are even protected here. There we are not protected at all. If you like, this is also a mechanism to try and safeguard our own integrity when we are out there. So I just thought, let me just bring this matter to the attention of members that we meet in a committee session, so that it is something that is not spoken about out there. Another point that has since been also forthcoming. Granted, it is also part of our oversight work, and again, the line is very thin. You have a national key point called OPP. Yes, we have a responsibility to do our oversight, also even within our own entities, wherever they are, in the department, wherever it is found itself, wherever it is doing its work. But again, you have a very thin line on a key point in the country. Whether you can simply just barge in and talk to whoever and do whatever, all in the name of oversight. It is a key point, and we all understand what is meant by that. And again, the point is the line can be very thin to a point where what is then our role as members of parliament out there without having to risk our own being or finding ourselves in all, you know, all sorts of situations out there, we're going to protect it. Whether we can have this discussion today or later, members must guide. Ms. Fadison?
We can have that discussion later on your hand. Not for this.
Are we fine with that, Mr. Pantel?
Yes, I'm fine if we have that discussion later, but I just want to say to something that you have said, is that when I introduced myself, because they asked everybody to introduce themselves, I said to the chairperson, which was Ms. Greta Appelgren, I said, look, I'm here as a member of the portfolio committee doing my oversight work, and I'm not going to ask questions. And repeatedly, she asked me, she told me, if you want to ask questions, you can ask them. And that incites me to ask the question. But then, at that time, you were not there to hear that when I told them that. So, I mean, I know my place. I know it very well. And I will not overstep my boundaries unless I'm invited to do it. Thank you.
Okay, members, I think that's it for now. Again, if we still have the stamina and the appetite, we can still continue to take that discussion perhaps later. That should then take us to the end of our session. Members shall receive their draft programs for us to make comments on. The meeting stands adjourned. And to advise. Yeah, let's advise in the following manner regarding us taking these processes forward, that we shall have the same session so that we don't have those being brought to us in writing. Yes, we may, but it is important that we should underline the fact that we won't come back here with a broader forum like this. Thank you very much, members. And thanks, Gigi and Tom. Am I too quiet?
Right. Go with
Mr. Avram says, like a headless chicken. I have that exact word in my speech and I didn't speak anymore.
What is this about? Transport.
Cooperative and something.
Okay. Oh,
and it was so funny, I had to laugh because that was exactly my word.
Which one is that one? That is moving around. It's like a chicken without a head.
Yeah.
Which one is that one?
If you slaughter a chicken, you cut off the head and jump around there.
Come on, tell the program is not seen. Here,
sorry.
Oh. I'm going to go to the meeting.